country, the other one being broad.
Welcome back. This is the Cricket Badger radio show. I am James Buller. I am your Cricket Badger through till 9 o'clock tonight. Joined in the studio tonight by Miles Hodgson and Graham Hardcastle, two Yorkshire cricket journalists, authors of Yorkshire, A Champion Year, and what a year it's been as Yorkshire lifted the county championship title. Let's talk a little bit about you two as individuals first, in the process. And Graham, you first. As a, I was going to say younger journalist, which, well, I guess that's true, isn't it, Miles?
But the a bit harsh.
What's your kind of background, and how have you got to the stage of kind of writing this book? And
I went to university at Edgehill College in Ormskirk, which is near Liverpool. Studied journalism and started covering Lancashire as a freelance. In 2005.
Don't worry, we'll bleep that word out.
that was my first year. And then started covering Yorkshire in 2007 or 8 for the TNA, Bradford TNA, York Press and the Northern Echo. The two books I've done before are the Lancashire Champions book when they won the championship in 2011. Champions About Blooming Time. I'll give that a plug. and then last year, Lancashire's 150th anniversary book. So
you finally got it right.
Some could say that, yeah. Or I finally got it wrong.
And Miles?
I kind of went through a long route of... I worked for a couple of agencies in Manchester and Chester. Doing sport, I covered Chester City, I covered Manchester United, Manchester City, Tranmere, Wrexham, Chester. Then I joined the Press Association and was their cricket correspondent for 14 years. I covered England home and away between 96 and 2009. Since then I've been freelancing. Sorry, no, I didn't. I worked for a year for a sports management company, primarily to look after Andrew Flintoff, who I've done three books with. And since 2010, I've been freelancing mainly for the Times, covering county cricket, the odd bit of international cricket, but mainly county cricket.
And your involvement with Yorkshire is the Bradford TNA, the York Press, and the Northern Echo, isn't it?
Yeah, we both kind of do stuff for that contract.
So if you read those papers and you like your cricket, it's the words of these two that primarily you'd be reading. It's them to blame if you don't agree with what they're writing. Just to move on from that, I mean, if anybody's listening to this and fancies getting into being a sports journalist and going down that route, I know it's not all glamour and glitz, but what would be your advice to somebody that's maybe 16 now and thinking, right, I want to get down this route and be a cricket journalist, football journalist or something like that?
Just write as much stuff as you can. Unfortunately, the way the world is, that the likelihood is that you're going to have to do a bit of stuff for free. To get your name recognised, do a blog. That, you know, get yourself writing on a blog, on websites, and that gives you a decent ground, and just keep your fingers crossed that you get recognised. You know, you go to university if you can do, if you're of that age, and just go for it.
Very similar advice to Graham. I did a year of lecturing on sports journalism at the University of Chester. So I've got all of these kind of requests. There are quite a few sports websites now that I'm trying to think of a name of one, that particularly football, where you can submit articles and they publish them. And we advised all our students last year, although you could argue it's exploitation in that they're working for free, they do get quite a good CV and portfolio together because of that, because the competition for jobs in every industry is fierce now. You can no longer just go along, probably a bit like Graham did, having gone through university, etc., without also having worked as well, you know. So I would advise people to write as much as they can for websites, do their own blog, ask the local paper if they need the fourth division of the ice hockey covering, anything that you can do to get yourself published.
I'm quite lucky. I'm quite good mates with Andrew McGlashan at Crick Info and was on the same university course as him. And he started doing what I did before straight out of university, started covering Lancashire as a freelance for the Manchester Evening News, for the Bolton News, for the Lancashire Evening Telegraph, and then went on an England tour of South Africa. I think he went just on a secondment, one of these kind of like gap year placements almost, with a South African newspaper whilst England were over there, and covered a Cape Town or Joburg test match. Met Andrew Miller, who was then the editor at Crick Info. I think they got drunk on a night out or something like that. And Andy said, have you got any jobs? And he got a job and came to me and said, look, I've got a job at Crick Info. The Evening News still need a bit of help. Do you fancy doing it? And I did, and have built it up from there.
So your advice basically is get drunk with somebody influential.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah. Can't argue with that.
would either of you put anybody off doing it? I mean, because from the outside it's a glamorous life. You sit in a press box, you're watching a with cricket, obviously the sport in the sunshine. You're travelling potentially around the world doing it. It's a very glamorous and glitzy thing. Is there anything that you'd kind of say to somebody to kind of maybe steer them away from it if you didn't think it was the right thing for them?
Well, the youngsters that I've spoken to, I say youngsters, sort of aspiring journalists, if you like, all seem to have it in their head that they're going to get rich through it. they're not going to get rich through journalism. You can do. There are probably 5 or 6 sports journalists in the country who are paid a very good salary, but the rest of us aren't. It's more. I would say it's probably more of a vacation than a career. And to get to covering England test matches in Antigua, you'd probably have to do an awful lot of rubbish as well. I mean, I've done Chester Reserves on a cold Tuesday night in Halifax, you know. So,
do you think one of the key things is to get into an area of journalism that you actually really enjoy yourself, so that your enthusiasm absolutely comes yeah through and yeah that, yeah, that yeah and is reflected?
Yeah, you have
what
to
you
love
produce
whatever you do, because it inevitably it takes a lot of time up, so you have to love it.
We kind of all moan about what, you know, various parts of the job. The one part of the job that I can't stand is 2020 cover. I love watching 2020. I really do. I can, you know, during a winter I can sit watching the Big Bash or the Indian Premier League or whatever I can do. But I hate writing about it because it's just so fast and things can change so quickly, and if you've got 2 or 3 pieces to do and the majority of the time they've got to be done on the whistle when papers having tight deadlines, so you've got to get your copy off within five minutes, and then somebody
knocks 26 off a final over and turns again when it's
exactly yeah exactly. It can be an absolute nightmare. Miles is right. I mean, it's not all glamour and glitz, but to me, I wouldn't change what I do.
Having said all that, we know we're unbelievably lucky as well, because we get paid to watch top class professional sport, and most people would give the right arm to do that. So, you know, for all me saying, you know, probably won't get rich for it, it is a fantastic life.
You're listening to the Cricket Badger Radio Show on Radio Yorkshire. We've got the authors of Yorkshire A Champion Year in the studio tonight, Miles Hodgson and Graham Harcastle. They're the voices you can hear across the desk from me. And two other people that watch cricket and get paid for watching it are Martin Moxon and Jason Gillespie. Quite rightly, they had a big smile on their face come the end of September. But it's been a kind of a long road, well, certainly for Martin anyway. I mean, we counted up when he was in the studio the other day, something like 35 years in cricket. And it's his first kind of time he's got his mitts on the county championship. Jason's come into the club, 3 years at the club, and he's moved it forward every single year. But there's been a lot of hard work involved in the run-up to that day in September.
Yeah, those two work incredibly hard. I put it to Martin that there was a time only a few years ago when his job was under threat and under question. You know, there were... I remember me and you down at Southampton.
So do I.
going to him and saying, look, there are a few people, you know, on various websites, on Twitter and whatever else, questioning your job, and Gail as well. Mm. Kind of, what's your reaction to it? And they've come a heck of a long way since. And the Gillespie edition has been a superb one.
With all these championships, there were similar sort of stories when Lancashire won it after all.